Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, Surah Ali Imran was recited. And in this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the beliefs of the Christians in great detail. Just like how in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the evils of the Jews. So, and the Christians are mentioned, by the way, in this Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Christians that directly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refutes all of their beliefs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indirectly mentions also about the Jews. We find in Surah Baqarah, where the Jews had doubt about the Quran Sharif, so Allah Ta'ala started off with ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There's no doubt in the Quran Sharif. You've got doubt about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. There's nothing of doubt. And in this surah, where the Christians, they had believed in Trinity, more than one, they did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off with his tawheed and his oneness. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah is one. There is none worthy of worship besides him. Allah is ever living. And Allah is the one who controls everything in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah is the one. Nothing is hidden from him in the heavens and in the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who creates your form in the womb of the mother, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a place where outwardly there is complete darkness. Normally when a person wants to make something, he needs light. A person needs instruments to make things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without instruments in the womb of the mother and without light also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates insan, Hazrat insan. What a beautiful way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates him. And how perfectly Allah ta'ala creates him. La ilaha illahu. When a person looks at this year, he will realize there is no deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azizul hakim. Allah is full power. And Allah's knowledge is complete and most perfect. And Allah is full of wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, now the Christians of Najran came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they came to debate with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding which religion is better. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained to them, many of these ayats of the Quran Sharif were revealed. And he explained to them the oneness and tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he tried to remove the doubts. But unfortunately, these people were not prepared to accept. And they were stubborn. And then eventually Allah, the mubahala took place. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was prepared to take the curses of Allah upon them. If they were speaking lies. And Allah's curse be upon him if he's speaking lies. When the Christians heard this, they realized that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi of Allah. They were not prepared to make this mubahala and have this cursing of one another. So then eventually they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are prepared to pay jizya. We'll come under the Muslim rule, but we are not prepared to accept Islam. This was just because of the enmity within themselves. While they were going back, one of them fell down and he cursed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So his leader told him, why are you cursing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's a Nabi of Allah. This person said, he is a Nabi of Allah. So why aren't you people accepting? And immediately this person, he wrote back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst the Christians, he accepted Islam. He came into the fold of Islam. And he lived with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until he passed away. So anyhow, many of them knew the truth. Some of them now would use ayats of the Quran Sharif to prove their incorrect beliefs. So they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say the Quran Sharif mentions that Isa alayhi wa sallam is Ruhullah and is Kalimatullah. And certain words which are amongst the mutashabihat, not very clear those words are. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have sent down certain ayats of the Quran Sharif. Some ayat are very clear. Tawheed and the oneness of Allah is very clear in the Quran. A person can immediately say, Allahu Ahad, Allah is one. And there are certain ayats of the Quran which are mutashabihat, the meanings are not 100% known. But as a person in his heart is misguidance, then they only follow the mutashabihat, those ayats which are not very clear, taking out all different meanings. And whereas the only person, the only being who knows the meaning of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ Those who are firm in the knowledge, they say, آمَنَّا بِهِ We believe in it. كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا All of this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't delve into the meanings of this, which unfortunately you get certain groups today, like the Salafis, where certain ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ They say, Allah ta'ala is sitting on the arsh, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ And they give all meanings. And they delve into these things, and they ask people, is Allah sitting on the arsh? And if a person says, no, you haven't got iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is the quality actually of the Christians also. They had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they were making all of these iskals. Allah ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِيخْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا Read this dua. That, oh our Rabb, do not divert our hearts after you gave us hidayat and guidance. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً And grant us from your side istiqamat and steadfastness on deen. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابِ You are the one who is the greatest giver of gifts. So really we must make this dua over and over for the protection of our iman. The Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is encouraged that among the 9 prescriptions for a person living the world with Iman, one is to make this dua daily. After every salat also, a person can make this dua that Allah must keep our Iman steadfast and Allah must protect us. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Zuyina linnasu hubbu shahawat. In this world, the desires, Allah has created it for human beings. It has been made beautiful also. It beautifies, whether it's women, whether it's children, whether it's heaps of gold and silver, whether it is your smart horses, or the horses which have got certain signs on them in today's time, our cars, and all the different designs, and all the badges it has got, all of these things, like how the horses used to have in those times, wal an'ami wal harf, and all your livestock, and your plantations, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are all items to be utilized in this worldly life, things of just to utilize, but it's not the object of a person's life. But I tell you what, it's something far better than this. Those who have got taqwa, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has kept for them gardens, flowing beneath their rivers. They will remain in there forever and forever. And they will have wives completely pure from all kinds of weaknesses and sicknesses, and from their mental problems. The pure wives a person will get, wa ridwanum min Allah, and he will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is far superior to all of these outward enjoyments which has been just beautified for men, which in reality is also not beauty. If a person goes and delves into every one of them, he will find weaknesses, he will find faults in them. But the actual beauty is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for who is this? الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا. Those who say, oh Allah, we believe in you, forgive our sins, and save us from the fire of Jahannam. Those people who have got the quality of sabr, but it's all a different type. Those who are truthful, those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are spending their wealth in the path of Allah ta'ala, and those who are making istighfar at the time of Sari, after reading Tahajjud Salah, they are not having pride over their ibadat, but they are making tawbah and istighfar at the time of Sari. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that this is what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for those people who are not affected by all the beauties of this world and the enjoyments of this worldly life. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about his tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at that time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Christians rule a major portion of the world. Allah Ta'ala said, Allah is the owner of all kingdoms. Allah grants kingdom to whomsoever he wants to. And Allah Ta'ala takes away kingdom from whomsoever he wants to. Allah gives izzat and honor to whomsoever he wants to. And Allah Ta'ala disgraces whomsoever he wants to. In the hands of Allah, in the control of Allah, is all kinds of goodness. And Allah has power over everything. Oh Allah, you are the one who puts the day into the night, and the night into the day. You are the one who takes out the living from the dead, and the dead from the living. And Allah grants rozi, sustenance to whomsoever you want to, without any hisab and reckoning. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that outwardly you were zaleel and you were disgraced, but if you hold firm unto deen, Allah will give you izzat and honor. And that's exactly what happened in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah ta'ala gave them victory and conquest over majority of the world at that time, and Allah Ta'ala brought it under their domination. And it was so hundreds of years the Muslims ruled, but unfortunately when we left Islam, we left the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Muslims became disgraced, and they went down, and Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance was removed from them, as we will read about in the Battle of Uhud. And when Allah's assistance is removed, then how can the Muslims have honor and respect in the world? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one of the greatest harms of the reasons for this is, لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That the believers must not take the kuffar and disbelievers as friends, leaving aside the believers. And this is what happened when, unfortunately, even the Saudi government, they have taken the Americans and the British as their friends, and then they backstab the Islamic government when they were in need, and the whole Khilafah fell down. Until today's time, when the Muslims are taking the disbelievers as their friends, then Allah Ta'ala is giving this grace and this honor to the Muslim people. And when we will follow Iman, we will follow Islam, then Allah Ta'ala will give a person true success. It is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sallam, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni. If you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Follow the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will love you, and Allah will forgive for you your sins. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. So the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a way for a person to get his success in dunya also and akhirat also, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the Christians, that they felt, what an amazing thing, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born without a father. So definitely he is a son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says nothing far-fetched. Allah has got kudrat over everything. And Allah mentions three incidents here. One was the wife of Imran, Hannah, that once she had a desire within herself to get a child. For many years had passed, she did not have a child. So she made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh Allah, if I get a child, then I'm, you know, free my child for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be used in the khidmat of deen for Masjid Bayt al-Muqaddis. Allah accepted from me. But when she gave birth, she was shocked and surprised that she gave birth to a girl. And normally only men used to work in Masjid Aqsa. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew exactly well what is better. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted her for the khidmat of Bayt al-Muqaddis, Masjid Aqsa. She was staying with under the care of uncle Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And then an even more amazing incident when Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam comes by her, and he finds that she's a great waliyah, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's always finding rosy and sustenance. He was in a locked room. He asked her, where are you getting this from? She said, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam saw her getting fruit out of season, he thought to himself, I am 100 years old. I cannot get children at this time. I am also a man. I cannot get fruit at this age. But he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when Allah can give a woman fruit out of season, I am a man. Why can't Allah ta'ala give me a child out of season also? I am gone old now. So Allah ta'ala accepted his dua also. And Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was born from Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam and his wife. So this is another sign of Allah's qudrat. And then an even greater sign of Allah's qudrat with Maryam radiallahu anha, that she was not even married. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to her without the agency of her father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do as he wants to. So she asked, how can I have a child? There is no man has touched me. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, this is how Allah ta'ala creates however he wants to. When Allah decides something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be, and it comes into existence. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that what Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's task will be, and the great signs and miracles which Allah ta'ala will grant to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and how Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he proclaimed his nabuwat, people wanted to kill him. So he asked the people, who will help and assist me? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually raised Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was taken into the heavens. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come down before Qiyamah. And he will come, the main object of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be to kill Dajjal, to kill the Antichrist. So this will be the work of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah ta'ala says, Inna matala Isa inda Allahi ka matali Adam. The example of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is like the example of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without the agency of a father and a mother. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was created without the agency of a father. What difficulty is there for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It doesn't mean he's a child and the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you say so, then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has got a greater right to be the son of Adam, to be the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was born without the agency of a father and mother. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how must a person give da'wah towards the kuffar? Those things which we've got in common amongst ourselves, first give them da'wah towards those things. Allah na'budu illallah. Tell the Christians, look in your own kitab. It's only supposed to worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the whole Bible, maybe one verse only is about Trinity. Otherwise, everywhere else in the whole Bible is about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that one verse of Trinity also, there is doubt about it, whether it actually is a part of the Bible or it's not part of the Bible. Otherwise, the whole Bible also is still today's time. But all the changes is still full with the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So show a person that see in your own book, this is, that you must only worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not make shirk and partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we cannot take any gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they are not prepared to accept, and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell them, Ishhadu bi anna muslimun. You bear witness that we are people of Islam. And we are following the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't a Jew. He wasn't a Christian. Walakin kana hanifa muslima. He was a Muslim. He was on a straight path. He was having the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, the person worthy of being followed is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this Nabi, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu waliyu al-mu'minin. These are the believers who follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not the people who say we follow Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then all the example, the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims are all on the truth. They are all on one. And then we make, in today's time in Dubai, they have created their center where the Christians must worship Allah and the Jews must worship Allah and the Muslims must worship Allah ta'ala. And one kind of religion, Abrahamic faith. So the Quran said it completely denies this. Throughout the Quran Sharif, we see that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was on Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not in any other way. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Ahl Kitab, how they try to deceive the Muslim people. Deception is part of their way. They tell the people, believe in the morning, and in the end of the day, become a kafir. So the people will get doubt about Islam, that you're a Christian, such a great person, he accepted Islam, now he's turned away from Islam. So there must be some weakness in Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be careful of this, the Christian people and the Jews who do such things to divert the attention of the Muslims away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, all Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, had taken a pact from Nabi, taken a pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come, they will all accept Islam, they will accept the messengers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will help and assist Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was taken from all Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Anyone who chooses any religion besides Islam, it will never be accepted from him. And in the year after, he will be amongst the complete losers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a person who becomes a murtad and leaves Islam. And the whole world full of still gold will never be accepted from him. even if you try to save himself on the day of Qiyamah, there will be a severe punishment for such people, and there won't be any helpers and assistance for that people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَن تَنَارُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Until you don't spend what you love, you will never attain true piety. A person must learn to spend in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever a person is spending, Allah is fully aware of it. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Jews and the Christians were saying Baytul Maqdis is more superior to the Kaaba Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the virtues of Kaaba Sharif. أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِيَا لِلنَّاسِ. First house which was created for human beings. It's in Makkah Mukarramah, full of blessings, a means of hidayat for the entire universe. There are clear signs in there. Amongst the signs are Maqam Ibrahim. And whoever enters the Masjid Haram, he will be in aman and safe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a rule. A person must try to make Hajj, whoever has got the ability. And if a person has got the ability, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ and he denies it, he is a kafir and disbeliever. Allah is completely independent of such a person. Allah has given his house. It's a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person will go and spend his money and go to the Haramain Sharifain. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us that اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much is supposed to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says it means that you must remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You mustn't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you must make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you mustn't be ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the meaning of اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. And when a person has got this quality, then definitely he will die in the quality of Islam. وَعَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of you hold firm unto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the Quran Sharif, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And holding firm unto it, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not disunite. As the Hadith says, we cannot unite on batil. The person has to hold firm on the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you. And do not disunite by going against the Quran Sharif and the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember the ni'mat and bounty of Allah ta'ala when you were enemies. And then Allah ta'ala united the hearts of the people. And by means of this, you became brothers of one another. So the unity and joining of hearts lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who unites hearts. So a person will become brothers of one another by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will hold firm unto the Quran Sharif and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one speciality of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ukhrijat linnas. We have been taken out for the whole of mankind to command towards righteousness, prevent from evil, and to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after Allah says, وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. If the people of the Ahlul Kitab, chosen Christians, accept Iman, it will be far better for them. So one meaning of Amr al-Ma'ruf and Nahy al-Munkar, which this ayat shows, is giving da'wah to non-Muslim people, calling them towards Iman. The greatest Ma'ruf is Iman, and the greatest Munkar and evil is Kufr and Shirk. So it's actually the duty of the Muslim people to call people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to turn them away from Kufr and Shirk. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions friendship of the enemies of Islam. Why must a person become their friend? They have got hatred from their mouth, but in their hearts are even worse. And you people, you love them, the Christians and the Jews, but they do not love you people. Whereas you believe in their own kitab also. And when they meet you, they say, you know, we are like you, we also got Iman. But when they go away and they are separated from you, addu alaykum al-anam, they bite their fingernails, fingertips out of anger. Allah Ta'ala says, tell them, mutu bi ghayrikum, die with all of your anger. Allah knows exactly well what is in your heart, the heart of the people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail two battles. One is the battle of Badr, how Allah's help and assistance came to the people, to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They were small in number, but they held the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ نَسْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. When the help from Allah ta'ala comes, then no one can destroy a person. And on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions the battle of Uhud, where the Muslim people also, Allah ta'ala had given them victory in the battle of Uhud in the beginning. Many of the big, I think about 28 chieftains of Makkah Mukarramah, of the Kuffar, were killed. And then Sahaba radiallahu anhu made one error. And the slip they made was that a certain command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had planted 50 arches at a certain place, and he had given them strict instructions, don't move from here. Even if you see vultures coming to attack our bodies and taking us away, don't move from here. Even if you see us going to get the booty, don't move away from here. Strict instructions Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. And now from this 50 of them, when the other Sahaba went to get the booty, 40 of them left their post. The Amir told them, don't, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded us. They said, no, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant something else. And they tried to interpret the word of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a different meaning. But he had given a clear and strict instructions not to move from the place. So the 40 of them went. Khalid ibn Walid, who wasn't a Muslim at that time, radiallahu anhu, he eventually saw the breach and the weakness in the Muslim people, so he attacked them from the back. And eventually the Muslims had to suffer a lot because of this year. 70 of them became shuhada. They lost their lives. They got great levels by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail about half a quarter para that the loss of the Muslims in this battle. And the main reason was they had disobeyed the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So because of this they had to suffer some kind of difficulty. But together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many lessons which a person can learn from here. That what benefits there was for the Muslim people also, even in their loss. For a Muslim, he never ever loses out. If a good condition comes, he wins. If difficult condition comes, he also wins. So those Sahaba radiallahu anhu who passed away also, they got the highest levels. And immediately after the battle, the Kuffar Allah put it fear in their heart. They went away. But then eventually they realized, you must come back and destroy the Muslim people. So when they turned back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the tashkil of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And only those who had fought in the battle of Uhud must stand up. After burying their own 70 people, all wounded, they all stood up to go and fight the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. And the greatest helper and assistant who we can hand our affairs to is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they read these words, they came back. Allah ta'ala made it as the enemies got frightened. They ran away. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu went to that place, Hamra al-Asad. They made some business there also. Allah ta'ala gave them wealth also. And they came back to Medina Munawwara. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that shaitan is the one who creates fear in the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not be worried about what shaitan says. And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of this surah, he mentions about the deception of this worldly life. A person will be tested in life. Is it imtihan and examination? But eventually we all have to pass away. Our rewards will be given on the day of Qiyamah. A person who is saved from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah, he is successful. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ This worldly life is nothing but a box of deception. In the last ruku, which we should try to recite every night, a person who recites this last ruku of Surah Ali Imran every night, he will get the reward, thawab of the whole night, just by reading this two pages. So we should try to learn these two pages and read them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does his practice also when he would wake up for tahajjud namaz, he would look at the skies and the heavens, and he would read these ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And he would say the destruction be to a person who reads this ayat, and he doesn't even ponder and think about the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah mentions in these ayat here, that you must ponder over the heavens, the creation of the heavens and the earth, the changing of the day and night. And there are great signs for these people who've got intelligence. Who are the intelligent people? Those who are making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all conditions. And they are pondering about the creation and the heavens and of the heavens and the earth. And they realize that Allah has created all of this here. And they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are not deceived by the kuffar and the disbelievers and all of them moving around and their money which they are making in the world. Allah says, لَا يَخُرَنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ Those kuffar and disbelievers who are running around in the earth, moving place to place, they are going for holidays and they are going for all of their enjoyments. Don't put you into deception. مَتَعُنْ قَلِيلْ A little bit while they are enjoying themselves and they are getting some benefits of this worldly life. ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ Then finally the abode will be the fire of Jahannam. What an evil place it is. And finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends off the surah with saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ Have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have got the quality of taqwa, you will be completely successful in this world, qabr and akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those people.